Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we listen to new music from The Killers. Answer a listener question about the famous book and movie Gone with the Wind. And tell about America's first Vietnamese-born congressman. Last month, voters in the 2nd Congressional District in New Orleans, Louisiana, made a historic choice. They elected Anh Joseph Gao, a Vietnamese-American Republican Party member, as their representative. It is the first time in over 100 years that voters in this area of New Orleans elected a non-Democratic Party lawmaker. And Anh Gao is the first Vietnamese-American to be elected to the United States Congress. He was sworn into office this week. Bob Doty has more.
Anh Gao went through difficult times to get to where he is now. He was born in Saigon in 1967, during the war in Vietnam. His father was a South Vietnamese Army officer. In 1975, North Vietnamese troops took control of Saigon. Anh Gao and a brother and sister were moved to the United States. He was separated from his family for many years. His mother and five other brothers and sisters remained in Vietnam. Anh Gao lived with his uncle in Indiana, then later moved to Houston, Texas. When he was 9 years old, he received a letter from his father, who was in a prison camp in Vietnam.
In the letter he told me, he said, Son, I'm sorry that I cannot be with you at the present moment, but there are three things that I would like for you to do. And that's one, you have to study hard. Two, you have to work hard. And three, you have to contribute to your community and to your country. So that pretty much stuck with me since I was 9 years old.
Anh Joseph Gao listened to this advice. He received a university degree in physics. In 1990, he joined the Society of Jesus with the aim of becoming a religious worker. Mr. Gao worked with the Jesuits in poor areas of Mexico and China. He also received a master's degree in philosophy. But after 6 years, he decided not to become a priest. He decided to work for social justice in a non-religious way. So he received a law degree and started working as a lawyer in New Orleans. He also began volunteering in his community. After Hurricane Katrina destroyed much of his city in 2005, Mr. Gao became more involved in politics. He fought for the rights of the Vietnamese community. He joined the Republican Party and became active on local and state political committees. He decided to compete against his local representative in Congress, William Jefferson, who had been in office since 1991. Mr. Jefferson's re-election campaign was not helped by federal corruption charges against him.
You know, whether you are a Republican or a Democrat, whether you are an African American or a Caucasian or an Asian, we all want a good healthcare system. We all want a good educational system for our children. We all want hurricane protection.
Mr. Gao won the election. That night, he said that never in his life did he think he could be a congressman. He said that the American dream is alive and well.
Our listener question this week comes from China. Jiang Li wants to know more about the book and movie Gone with the Wind. Margaret Mitchell did not plan to become famous around the world for the book she wrote. She had been working as a reporter for the Atlanta Journal in the state of Georgia. But she resigned from her job in 1926. She spent many months in bed recovering from injuries suffered when she fell from a horse years earlier. Her husband brought her books to read from the library. He later suggested that she write her own book and bought her paper and a typewriter. Ms. Mitchell decided to write about what she knew. Her book was based on the stories her family and Civil War veterans told her about the South during the 1860s. Ms. Mitchell was very secretive about writing the book. The 1,000-page book is about a beautiful and rebellious young woman named Pansy O'Hara, who lived in Georgia during the Civil War. The publisher suggested Ms. Mitchell change the heroine's name to Scarlet. Gone with the Wind was published in 1936. The next year, Margaret Mitchell won the Pulitzer Prize for her novel. The book became a great success around the world. It is much more than a love story between Scarlett O'Hara and Rhett Butler. It describes the tragic period in American history when American soldiers killed each other in huge numbers. It describes how people bravely rebuilt their lives after such destruction. And it captures the spirit of the Old South and a way of life that forever disappeared after the war. The producer, David O. Selznick, bought the rights to Gone with the Wind. He spent more than 3 years working on the movie. He and his team considered more than 1,000 actresses to find the perfect Scarlett O'Hara, including many famous American actresses. By December of 1938, Selznick was already filming the movie, although he did not have an actress for the main role. Then he met the British actress Vivian Leigh. She won the role of Scarlett O'Hara. At first, Clark Gable did not want the role of Rhett Butler, but later agreed to play the part. Gone with the Wind won 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture of 1939 and Best Actress for Vivian Leigh. Killers are a band that plays music influenced by rock from the 1980s. The band's third album, Day and Age, is filled with energetic songs that often have unusual words. The band members say this is their most playful album yet, and they had great fun making it. Barbara Klein has more.
It started with a low light. Next thing I knew, they ripped me from my bed, and then they took my blood type. It left a strange impression in my head. You know that I was hoping that I could leave this star-crossed world behind, but when they cut me open, I guess I changed my mind. Just flown too far from
song Spaceman. Not every rock band sings songs about what it might be like to be seized by space creatures, but this band has imaginative ideas. The band formed in 2002 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Guitarist David Kooning placed an advertisement in a newspaper asking to meet people interested in forming a rock band. The singer, Brandon Flowers, answered his ad. So did the drummer, Ronnie Vannucci, and the bassist, Mark Stormer. The band's first album, Hot Fuss, became a hit in Europe. Soon, the Killers made a deal with a large record company for future albums. Here is the song, This Is Your Life, from Day and Age.
Candy talks to strangers, thinks her life's in danger. No one gives a damn about her hair. It's only down on track streets, used to go by Jackie. The cops, they'll steal your dreams and they'll kill your prayers.
Brandon Flowers says he wants people to realize that the Killers are a brave American band. He says the group is thankful for its success, and he considers this album as a big thank you kiss. We close with another song from Day and Age. Here is Human.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written and produced by Dana Dimange. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Please include your full name and mailing address. Or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English. My sign is fine.